Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's countercultural movement in the 1960s and 70s was fairly tame compared to the social movements of larger cities. However, the small but mighty presence of nonconformists was felt intensely in Salt Lake City's first head shop that is remembered for fostering an intensely creative and political energy among its patrons. The Cosmic Airplane was the unofficial center of Salt Lake's emerging youth movement and offered a community space for outsiders who rebelled against societal norms. Founded by Stephen Jones and Sherm Clow in 1967, Cosmic Airplane opened in Salt Lake's 9th and 9th neighborhood. The psychedelic shop quickly became a gathering place for members of the anti-war movement and other countercultural groups. Although Salt Lake was no San Francisco, shops like the Cosmic Airplane provided a safe space for queer Utahns. The store sold everything from underground comics and used records to drug paraphernalia and books on metaphysics. In 1969, Cosmic Airplane moved to Third West on South Temple and earnestly engaged in the anti-war movement. The shop offered counseling on the military draft during the Vietnam War and was a place for activists to gather, a fact that was not lost on the FBI. When the University of Utah's ROTC building was firebombed in the 1970s, the Cosmic Airplane was immediately added to the list of suspects. The store's payphone was reportedly tapped by the FBI, and regulars remember a list of topics they could allude to in the conversations to ensure the FBI would keep listening and paying the phone bill. The shop moved locations twice more and dedicated customers followed. Two decades of successful business preceded some years of financial woe, and in 1991, the Cosmic Airplane went under for good. Its legacy, however, lives on in many of Salt Lake's cultural institutions, including the Blue Boutique, Catalyst Magazine, Ken Sanders Rare Books, and Salt Lake Acting Company, to name just a few. At a time when the world seemed tumultuous and the future uncertain, the Cosmic Airplane drew together people of all backgrounds, races, and sexual orientations, an admirable feat for Salt Lake City's first head shop. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.